Welcome to the Thoughtful Movements podcast. My name is Joe Webster and I am a qualified Feldenkrais practitioner. I also have 20 years of experience studying and teaching Tai Chi, Qigong and meditation. In this podcast, I am offering recorded lessons that were taught during my online Feldenkrais class. The Feldenkrais method is a mind-body practice that teaches different movement sequences combined with the skillful use of our attention in order to create profound changes in our physical organization and our state of mind. The aim of the method is to help you feel calm, connected, and capable. These recordings are taken from a live class, so you will hear me talking to students as well as giving movement instructions. If you would like to attend the live online classes, I will include a link in the podcast information section. I hope you enjoy the recordings and please do get in contact if you have any feedback or questions related to a lesson.
So the hip joints down there, and they're an area that we don't know so much about in terms of ourselves. As I said, we often think they're towards the side of the body, but they're a lot deeper in. And they actually provide this kind of connection between the torso and the legs, which has some effect on what we were talking about last week in terms of security and insecurity. So our feet on this basis, this connection with the ground, and through that connection with the ground, that information travels up the body and we get our sense of security from that connection to the ground. So if our hip joint isn't clear, there's some sense of holding that goes on in our pelvis and it doesn't really allow us to really deeply connect with the ground when we're walking or when we're moving. Please lie on your back. That's a good start. And bring both feet up to standing, so that your knees are bent. And then lift your right knee into the air. Yeah. And let your foot hang down. Let your foot hang down. So the knee is going to be pointing upwards towards the ceiling in front of you. And it's going to be directly up. Yes, exactly. Directly up. And what I'd like you to do is keeping your foot off the floor, off the floor. And I'd like you to make a small movement. It's a really gentle movement, bringing your knee slightly closer towards the body and then slightly further away from the body. But it's a very small movement. So the whole lesson is these kind of really subtle movements. So kind of try and drop into that now at the beginning.
Sorry, Joe, was that both knees or one knee?
Just the right knee. We're going to be working on just the right knee for a decent amount of time.
Thank you.
And as you take your knee upwards and downwards, notice if your knee has a tendency to go maybe towards the inside of the body or towards the outside of the body. Or is it kind of a direct parallel line upwards, kind of parallel to the spine? And then as you bring your knee towards your head, as you bring the knee upwards, begin to flex your foot so the ankle bends as well at the same time. And as you take your knee downwards away from you, you let your foot extend outwards. So it straightens. Yeah, so there you flex as you bring your knee towards you, flex your foot, and then you extend your foot as you take your knee away. And do that a few times. See if you can kind of get that movement a little bit coordinated between those two movements. Keep it nice and light, nice and gentle. Okay, and then try the opposite. So when you bring the knee towards the body, when you bring the knee towards the body, you're going to extend the foot. And when you take the knee away from the body, you're going to flex the foot. And try that a few times. see if you can get that movement really nice and subtle, the coordination between the foot and the knee movement. And maybe it starts to kind of give you some inclination that there's some movement going on in your hip joint. Okay, put your foot down, and just take a rest in that position for a second. Just tune into your breathing. Just feel whether that movement was difficult for you, if it kind of brought up any challenges, if that made you, for example, hold your breath. Or, you know, maybe even, so I don't know if ever, anyone's heard the term guitar mouth. So, you know, maybe even made you, because it was a complicated movement, it may maybe even made you do something to your facial muscles, contort them a little bit, maybe, you know, some tension in your mouth or your jaw. So when we get back to it, I'd like you just to see if you can keep your breathing really nice and easy and just check in with your face, check in with your throat, your tongue, your eyes, see that you can see if you can do that movement without disturbing your breathing or the musculature of your face. So bring your right knee back up. And do the initial one where it's just flexing the as you bring the knee upwards towards you. Then you flex the foot and see if you can do it in such a way that you can continue your breathing in a nice kind of smooth rhythm. It's not disturbing your breathing. Great. All right, and then let your foot hang down. Let your foot hang down. Keep your knee in that position. Let your foot hang down away from the floor. So you want your knee to be directly upwards. So it's like at a right angle to your body. So Stephanie, that's it. Yeah. So the weight of the knee goes directly down through the leg. And then what I want you to do is begin to make a clockwise circle with the knee. So you're describing a circle with the tip of the knee, you know, imagining that it's kind of on the ceiling or in a piece of paper in front of the knee. And see if you can let your foot just do whatever it wants to do as you're doing that movement. Don't try and control the foot. See if you can just do the knee movement. And however the foot responds is okay.
Which way is clockwise?
So it's a horizontal circle, yeah. And just check in with yourself. Did this movement, this horizontal movement, this rotation of the knee, did that affect your breathing? Did it make you hold your breath? Did it make you like tense your jaw, tense your eyes? And just see if you can go back to it and really kind of keep some focus on, can I keep my breathing soft? Can I do the movement, you know, small enough, gentle enough that I don't disturb myself, that I don't kind of take myself into strain? So I'd encourage you to have a much smaller idea of what movement is. That's really, you know, subtle movement. Okay, and then go in the other direction. Take your knee in the other direction.
That way it's easier for me.
Yeah, good. And really feel the weight of the leg kind of going down through the femur. And as you're doing this, can you feel that actually some of the movement is in the hip joint, is in the hip socket? So sense down into yourself. The knee movement itself obviously is one part of it, but where is that movement going down to in the bottom of your leg? Just see if you can feel it. Okay, and then take both legs down and have a rest. Take both legs down and have a rest. So as you rest, again, check in with your breathing, see if there's any change in your breathing. But just sense down to see if you can feel any difference between the right leg and the left leg. the right side of the pelvis and the left side of the pelvis. Even the sense of length along the right side and the sense of length along the left side. Is there any difference that you can feel? So really let the weight of the body kind of arrive on the floor. Okay, and then bring your knees back up to standing. And then, so bring your right knee into the air again, but leave it so that your heel is touching the floor. Your heel is touching the floor. Yeah. So what I want you to do now is draw a circle with your heel on the floor. So leaving your toe up away from the floor. You're going to start sliding your heel in a circular movement. If you have the heel a little bit closer towards you, towards your bum, yeah, then it's putting less strain on the muscles of the front of the body, the abdomen and the thigh. That's it. So again, check in with your breathing, check in with your jaw tension, whether your tongue's doing something funny as you're doing this. And then take the heel in the other direction. Take the heel in the other direction. And see if you can feel if there's kind of some strange movement as you're doing that, that's happening in your hip joint. Okay, and put it down and have a little rest. Bring your foot so that it's resting on the floor. So your right foot's resting on the floor, and your other. So both knees are up. Both knees are up. And start making the sliding movement in a circle with your whole foot this time. So the right foot, the whole foot is in contact with the floor. The whole foot is in contact with the floor. Yeah. So if you go too far in the circle, so if you make the movement too big, one edge of the foot might lift off the floor. So I want you to avoid doing that. I want you to keep your foot on the floor all the way around that circle. Again, having the foot slightly closer to the body may help this feel a little bit easier. You don't need to kind of strain to get it there, but where it can comfortably come into. And then do the movement in that position. Yeah. Good. And then see if you can make that movement a little bit lighter and a little bit quicker. That sliding movement. Keeping your breath soft, keeping your eyes soft. Okay, and then change the orientation so that you're just sliding your big toe, or you're drawing a circle with your big toe on the floor. So only your big toe is touching the floor. Do the movement in both directions. Do it a few times first in one direction before you change over there. Okay, and then try that same circle from the little toe. Try at a different speed. So sometimes try a couple of fast movements. Sometimes really slow it down and really kind of feel the weight of the leg taking the toe round. And as you're making these movements, check in with what your knee's doing. Is it pointing out to the side? Is it pointing into the middle? Is it going directly up? Okay, and then do that same movement with the heel again, please. And see if that's got any easier than the first time you did it. Has that ability to make a circle with your heel changed? Has it become a slightly lighter movement? Okay, let both legs down and have a rest. Again, feel for yourself whether there's any change or any change in sensation between the leg, the hip that we've been working on, and the one that's kind of left unattended. You know, can you feel in yourself, can you feel in your own body, you know, some of the changes that are taking place as we're paying attention to ourselves in certain ways? I'd kind of encourage you to, you know, it's like I can give you the instruction to feel these things and feel, you know, I can give you instruction to feel what's happening in the hip joint or feel what's happening in the length of the leg. But the ideal would be that, you know, you're starting to track these differences in your own system. Okay, and then bring both legs back up. And then just start taking the right foot away from you and towards you on the floor, sliding it. Sliding it away from you, sliding it towards you. Don't let the toes or the heel come up off the floor. So the toes and the heels stay on the floor the whole time. You slide the foot forwards and you slide the foot backwards. Yeah. See if you can keep your breathing soft. As you do this movement, and I'm going to do this one just for Stephanie, see if you can roll your head left and right. So sometimes the kind of tendency to engage the neck muscles in these kind of, see if you can do this as a separate thing. The neck muscles are completely separate to what's happening in your, even can you look around freely as you're doing this movement? Okay, and then take your foot left and right. So instead of forward, like away from you and towards you, take it left and right and see if you can keep it on the floor the whole time. So no side of the foot is coming up, sliding it left and right. Again, can you keep your eyes free? Can you keep your breathing free? Okay. And then just lift up one side, put your foot roughly in the middle where it is. And then lift up one side, one edge of the foot. And then slide the edge of the foot along the floor. So keeping that foot up in that way. Slide it left and right. Sorry, left and right. That's it. So if you pick the inside of edge or the outside edge, you're just sliding the foot in that way across the floor. Good, and then try the other side. So change over, slide the inside edge or the outside edge, and see what your knee does to respond to this movement. Okay, and then put your foot back down in the middle, and then just lift the inside edge of the foot. Lift the inside edge of the foot, so the big toe edge, and notice what your knee does. The big toe edge, so Anton, the other side. Lift the big toe edge, yeah. But leave your foot resting on the floor and then just lift it naturally. So your right foot is resting on the floor and then you just peel away the right inside, just a little bit. The whole inside edge. Leave the foot completely on the floor. And then lift up the inside edge. Inside. No. Inside being, look at me for a second. Inside being the inside edge. This bit. So you're going to lift that up and then put it down. Yeah, but less. A lot less. It's just like, that's it. Yeah. So as you lift the inside edge, see what you do with your knee. Does your knee follow the movement of the foot? So that the knee goes to the outside as you lift the inside edge of the foot. I assume that most of you, that's a yes. So try the opposite direction. So lift the outside edge of the foot and see if the knee comes inwards when you do that. Okay, and then continue to lift the outside edge of the foot. But consciously take your knee outwards as you do it. Do this slowly because it's difficult. Do it slowly so you can feel. Do you have any choice about this? Does your knee have to come into the inside when you lift up the outside edge of your foot? Can your knee go towards the outside? Good. And then try lifting the inside edge of the foot. Lifting the inside edge of the foot and see if you can take your knee towards the inside as you do that. And did you stop breathing to do this slightly complicated movement? Okay, and then put your foot down. Let your knee stay still and then just oscillate the inside and the outside of the foot. The inside edge lifts up, the outside edge lifts up. Now what I want you to feel is that your knee can stay completely still as you do that. So you're doing this from the ankle. It's a movement of your ankle. You're lifting the inside edge of the foot and the outside edge of the foot. Yeah, and your knee is staying exactly in the middle. Lift the inside edge and then the outside edge. One, then the other. Keeping your foot on the floor. Okay, we're gonna come back to that. Have a rest. Sometimes it's like the rest that we need is a mental one rather than a physical one. So again, feel how you feel on the right side of your body versus the left side of your body. Feel the sense of length in your right leg in comparison with the sense of length in your left leg. And are both legs contacting the floor exactly the same amount? So do you feel more in contact with the floor on one side than the other? Okay, bring both knees back up, please. And just a few times, leave your knee as still as you can, and then oscillate quickly, leaving your foot on the floor. So you roll, you're essentially rolling your foot on the floor, lifting the outside and then the inside. Lifting the outside and then leaving your knee as still as you can. Good. And then once you've figured out that movement, then you can start to make it a little lighter and a little faster. Are you with me on this one, Stephanie?
Yeah, I can only move my foot in my imagination if my knee is going to stay still.
So just do the smallest amount. Yeah, and the imagination is totally acceptable, but just do the smallest amount that's possible. The ankle has this amazing ability to kind of make all these small movements. So I'm pretty sure that it's not that you can't do it. Well, if I was there, I would demonstrate on you.
Is this like a test of state or not?
Like I said, if I was there, I would demonstrate on you, and it would be easier to show you that you're definitely capable of doing this. Okay. We do it all the time in standing. We're making these small adjustments in the ankles. But sometimes it's easier to actually show.
My knee won't stay still the minute I go to move my foot.
Yeah.
But my knee is moving a little either.
Yeah,
way.
So that's okay if it moves a little. But what you're noticing is that, you know, you have to make the range of the movement very small in order to try and not disturb the knee. Okay. You know, so the movement of the ankle has to stay really subtle. Okay, so then take... Yeah, well, we will get to the imagination today, so we're going to do the other side like that. But take your foot slightly away from your body, so it's in between being bent and being straight. Take your right foot slightly away from your body, so it's in between being bent and being straight. Good. And then begin to tap the front of your foot on the floor. Tap it once, and then tap it twice. And then tap it once, and then tap it three times, and see if you can get that tapping to be nice and light. And you pick the rhythm, and you pick how many times, but be clear each time you're doing it, you're not just doing it mindlessly tapping. You're like, I'm going to do this twice. I'm going to do this once. I'm going to do this three times. Stephanie, if you have your knee slightly closer towards you, it will help that. Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, not too much.
Right there.
Yeah, a little bit further away. Just so it's, that's it. There, that's great. And again, feel as you're doing this, what you're doing in your hip joint. So your foot's kind of nice and light. the weight's kind of traveling on your heel. Okay, and then do it maybe five times in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good. Okay, and then lift your right knee up so it's in the air. And begin to do that small movement we did right at the beginning, bringing it slightly closer to your body and then slightly further away, and see how that feels now. Don't ask for more, but just see how, what's the quality like? What's the quality like? Is the range of movement easier? Do you feel kind of better connection down into your pelvis? Is your foot more relaxed as you're doing it? Good. Okay. And then take a little rest. This place in the hip joint is kind of one of the first places that we tense when we start to feel slightly insecure to do the balance. And the process of learning to walk is really about how to be able to relax that area in order to move it effectively to propel ourselves, but also to gain stability when we're kind of coming into contact with the ground and we're looking for that sense of security. So there's kind of dynamic relation between sort of like having weight going through it and getting that security, but then also being able to let go of it so that it can move. And, you know, to some extent, you know, as adults, we play a lot less. So these parts of ourselves can lose mobility. And that obviously has a big tie-in to do with the amount of sitting we do. Okay, so bring both legs back up, please. Take your left hand and put it behind your head. I would recommend putting it kind of behind the base of the skull. So it's like the round bit, the kind of ball-like shape at the back of the skull. And then take your right hand and place it behind your right knee. Good. So left hand is behind the head and right hand is behind the right knee.
Right foot is still on the floor?
No, it's up.
Up now, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Antoine, you still with us?
Yeah,
underneath the knee, underneath. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So the knee, the foot's lifted away from the floor. And then what I'd like you to do just a few times is just bring the knee towards your head a couple of times. Nice and lightly, nice and lightly. Definitely not a gym exercise. Don't push. Nice and lightly, small amount, small. Keeping it as subtle as you were doing earlier.
Are you supposed to lift your head?
Not yet. We're going to do that in a second. I just want you to feel it with the knee, with the hand behind it. Good. And as you do that, as you bring your knee upwards towards your head, can you feel that a certain area in your back presses down more into? Do it slowly. There's no race to win. It's like the softer that you do it, the smaller you do the movement, the more you're likely to learn about yourself. So you're really looking for the feeling of what's happening in other places as you do that. The movement doesn't really mean anything, you know?
Are we trying to make it with our arm or with our leg too, muscles?
Can you say the question again?
Is the leg supposed to be totally relaxed while you're moving it with our hand? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you can use the muscles of the legs, but, you know, I think what I'm saying is that if you're overworking yourself, then you're decreasing your sensitivity and you're not going to learn as much. So okay. It's really, you know, I encourage you, and it is a challenge because in this day and age, we're so used to pushing ourselves. But, you know, I do encourage you just to do less than you're used to take it slower, to make it more subtle. And it might feel like then you're not doing anything and that, you know, that means something about you. But try and forget those ideas. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then start to lift the head at the same time. Lift the head at the same time so that you take your head towards your knee and your knee towards your head. Do that a few times. Gently, gently. Feeling again, not so. Whether you can get your knee close to your head is not important. What you're looking for is a sense of change in your back. What's happening in your back? Where is pushing down? Where is lifting up? Good. And then begin to take your left elbow towards your left knee. So you've got your hand behind your head. Keeping your hand behind your head, start taking your left elbow towards your left knee. So you've got to bring your elbow forwards. Yes.
Am I supposed to be doing anything with the right knee?
Yeah, you can use it. Bring it towards you. Yeah, bring it towards the elbow. So, you know, as you're doing it, it's like you're folding these two things together, but something's happening in your back to allow it. This isn't a stretching exercise. It's not to do with the length of your muscles. Okay, and then leave your elbow or your head somewhere close to your knee and your knee up somewhere close to your head. And then just rock backwards on your back a little bit so that you go towards your head a bit. And then rock forwards onto your pelvis so that you go more towards your bum a little bit. So you're making a rocking motion between your head and your pelvis. Let your knee go downwards away from you as you lift your head. Let your knee come upwards as you put your head down. Keeping your hand behind your knee. So it's like a seesaw motion. Seesaw. That's it. Good. Okay, and then let your leg down, let your head down, and have a rest. Okay, and bring both legs to standing. Bring your right hand behind your head and your left hand behind your right knee. Begin to move the head and the knee together so that they join, come towards each other, not in the seesaw movement yet. And see if you can do it in such a way that allows you to keep breathing, allows your throat to be soft, allows your eyes to be soft. So anytime, for example, if you do this too strong in any of those tenses, that's going to contract some of the muscles that will allow you to make it easier. So we don't want to be tightening when we're doing this. This isn't a gym exercise. Good. And then start taking your elbow towards your knee. Taking your elbow towards your knee. Again, notice which parts of your back go closer into the ground as you lift your head and you lift your knee towards your head. Where in your back moves backwards? Try it. Try actually pushing back with your back. Does that make your head and your knee come together easier? Push down into the ground with your back as you lift, bring them together. Yeah, that's good. That's good. So we're looking for, you know, these kind of like, you know, the movement of our limbs coming from the middle of our body instead of the muscles of our limbs. Okay, and then leave your head or your elbow close to your knee somewhere in the air. And then begin to make a seesawing movement where you take your knee up and your head back, and then your head up and your knee down. So you're kind of rolling along the length of your spine. And can you keep breathing when you do it? Okay, and let it down, take a rest. Feel for yourself any differences that you feel. Is the right foot kind of lying at a different angle or lying in a different way to the left foot? What's the feeling in the right side of your pelvis versus the left side of your pelvis? What's the sense of contact between the right side of your pelvis and the floor in comparison with the left side of your pelvis and the floor? How about whether you can feel a difference between the right shoulder blade's contact with the floor and the left shoulder blade's contact with the floor?
The whole right side feels much more plump.
Yeah, great. And then just roll your head slightly to the left and then slightly to the right and see if there's any difference in the direction. Is one side, is rolling the head to one side easier than rolling the head to the other? So these kind of things, they're just a way of kind of gathering information. giving more clues to your body. And in some way, an encouragement for you to feel yourself more. To kind of use our intention on ourselves again, instead of outwardly on the world. Okay, so there's one last part to this. Can you bring both of your legs up to standing again? I'd like you to interlace both hands behind your head and begin to lift your head with both hands towards your knee, and you can use your knee without your hand behind it now. So you're going to lift your knee away from the right knee away from the floor, taking it towards your head. And do that movement a few times, coordinating the movement of the knee and coordinating the movement of the head. See if you can keep your abdomen soft, your tongue soft, your eyes soft, your breathing happening. See if you can use the movement backwards in your spine, in your back, to really kind of facilitate this being an easy process. Okay, good. And then take your hands out. Interlace your hands and place them behind your knee, your right knee. Good. And now start to take the head towards the knee in this position and the knee towards the head in this position. Good. Nice and gently. Same thing. Keep breathing. Do less than you're used to. Less than you normally expect of yourself. Okay, and then as you're doing this, begin to take, instead of taking your forehead towards your knee, try taking your chin towards your knee. And what does that do to the contact in your back? And then instead of taking your chin towards your knee, take your nose towards your knee. And then try taking your right ear towards your knee. And then your left ear towards your knee. Okay, let go of your knee, let go of your knee. Just a few times, draw the circle with your foot in contact with the floor. Draw a circle on the floor again. Keeping your foot in contact with the floor, fully in contact. It doesn't lift up at any point. And see if the movement that you're making now with your foot has any sense of connection further up your body into your back and in your ribs. And then change the direction of the circle. And see if you can make that movement really nice and light. Really nice and light. And then instead of doing it with your foot, describe that circle with your knee again. So lift your foot off the floor and draw a circle in the air with the knee. Do it a few times, keeping it really nice and light, really small, light, easy. And again, see if you can keep breathing. See if you can feel this movement somewhere further up your back, maybe even in your neck. Good, and then let go of the rotation and then just do a couple of movements, taking the knee away from you and towards you, like we did right at the beginning of the class. Gently, gently. Slightly away from you, slightly towards you. And how has that changed? What's the range now? How does it feel? What's the sense of contact in your back as you do it? How is your back responding? And how does your left leg feel about this whole process? Yeah. Okay, and then bring your legs down and have a rest. And then just compare that. So, you know, if the left leg feels left out, like what gives that sense of feeling? What information are you getting from your body that makes you come to that conclusion? Is there some sense of something in the right that is comfortable or changed or different in comparison with the left side? And there are a few lessons in this whole series where he works purely on one side. And part of that is because it provides a really large contrast between one side or the other. Sometimes people find that uncomfortable. So you can always go back to this lesson. I'll try and upload it quickly. And just use the instructions and repeat them on the other side. So you know that the lesson is done on the right side in the recording. So just, you know, swap them over and try it on the left side. But if you can, sit with the difference for a day, you know, feel the sense of change that you feel on the right side. And, you know, have some comparison between the left and the right. So when you're ready, I'd like you to roll over and come up to standing.
Combobulated by just the one side, you can do the exercises on the other side.
Okay, so.
Oh, you are.
So when you're ready, roll over and come up to standing. So I don't know how much of you that you guys. What I was basically saying is that there's a couple of moments in this whole series that Moshe Feldenkrais does something purely on one side. One of the reasons for that is that it creates a really large contrast. So that you can actually feel very much the changes that have taken place in comparison with the other. The other aspect of that is that this lesson, I've done it so that you can, I'm going to upload it so that you can repeat it, but just use the instructions on the other side of your body. So if you feel uncomfortable with that sense of difference between the two sides, just go ahead and do the other side. However, I would encourage you, if you can, to fit just to go through the day or tomorrow and let the difference be there. You know, there are lots of things that we do with one side of the body that we don't do with the other side of the body. We're very much used to it, but it's something that's established in our system. So when we introduce something that is unestablished in our system, it feels a little bit, the word you were saying, discombobulating. So if you want to change that discombobulation, go back and do the recording on the other side. If you're okay with it, just leave it and see how it feels. Your nervous system is intelligent. It will spread the information. So anything you feel on your right side, your left side can learn from it. So that's my short talk about sidedness and one-sided lessons. I obviously am trying to stay as true to the record to the provided lessons as I can. If you do have feedback about one-sided lesson that you don't like it, let me know, because I may be able to customize things a little bit for you. I love them. just feel in standing as we did at the beginning and just shift your weight between your left side and your right side and see if there's any difference in sense of contact, in connection, in security. What do you feel when you bring your weight onto the left side of your pelvis, and what do you feel when you bring the weight onto the right side of your pelvis? Okay, so I'll leave you pondering that. If you have any comments, I'd love to hear them. Apart from obviously if they're negative about one-sided lessons. but yeah, I hope that was it. And you have it on. You will have the recording if you want to do the other side.
Good.
Okay.
Ready.
Great. Thanks. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Everyone okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Thank you.